Before we get started, I'm going to ask you a tough question, and that question is, do you really believe that what you believe is true? Do you really believe that what you believe is true? Sharing my faith gives me opportunity with people. I find that I get pretty much nowhere with people that do not believe that the Bible is true, that the Bible is the inspired Word of God, the infallible inspired Word of God. And if they don't believe that it's true, or are willing to at least test it, my chances are slim to nil of getting anywhere with them, because that's my authority. And I view the Bible as true. I believe it's the inspired Word of God, and it shows us the very nature of God, and that it allows us to glimpse upon the face of God by knowing Him through His Word and the life of His Son, Jesus Christ, that the very nature of God is truth. How many of us like being lied to? How many of us like being lied about? During the elections, candidates will go out and dig up the dirt on their opponents in hopes that they will come up with a lie, a secret, that will pretty much disqualify them from, or ruin their chances completely, of being elected to office. The life of Christ has been examined for nearly 2,000 years. People are looking for something, for anything, to discredit Him and the Christian religion. A fictional book and movie, The Da Vinci Code, is a good example of this. Unfortunately, the movie fooled non-Christians, and sadly fooled Christians, some Christians, and led them down a path of deception, shaking some people's faith. That's why the title of my sermon is for discernment of the truth. We as Christians must discern the truth from deception. Discernment of the truth. Isaiah 32:4. The mind of the hasty will discern the truth, and the tongue of the stammerers will hasten to speak clearly. Hasty, I thought, was a bad word. Don't be so hasty. But in this context, hasty is good, because we should be quick to discern the truth and quick to speak it. Now, when I'm looking for truth, I run right down to the local newsstand and get my copy of Weekly World News. This says that new commandments were found, God's final warning for all mankind. You got this, didn't you? You went down and got this, didn't you? I'm joking. Okay. Do we study God's Word? Spend a little more time studying the Word of God than watching TV and the movies and reading People magazine, National Enquirer, and sports magazines. God's Word was given and preserved for us, and we should study it to know God's will for us, because He's written in it the truths that would lead us if we let them. The truths that will set us free, and we need to know what those truths are. Quickly, let's look at what they are not. The truth, it's not found in other people's opinions. It's not a cultural acceptance. It's not based on feelings. It's not usually the easy way to do things. The truth is hard. We should think right and do right. It's usually not the popular thing to do. I'll tell you that today. It's up to us to discern the truth. Let's look at discernment. Okay, I like to do these dictionary things. Because if I don't know what the word is, I usually sit there and nod my head. I know you all probably know what it is, but I think it's fun to look this stuff up, and I learn it. If nobody else knows, so I do. So it's discernment is to perceive by the sight or some other sense or by the intellect. The discernment, they discerned a sail on the horizon. Okay, to distinguish mentally, recognize as distinct or different, discriminate. He is incapable of discerning right from wrong. To distinguish or discriminate. The Greek word discernment is kleo, and it means to cut or separate. To separate deception from and lies from what is true. To separate deception and lies from what is true. The worldview of religion is that God is God. Little g, big G. Depends on what Bible you're reading. Okay, and I tell them, King James, New American Standard, NIV, those were the other Bibles. They all say the same thing. Even the Message, like the 70s version, okay, man. And if you read through it, the Message is clear, and it's the same, it's consistent. Okay, but there are other Bibles out there. And Oprah says there are 37 ways to heaven. Okay, where are you going to hide a counterfeit $100 bill? Are you going to hide it among Japanese yen? Are you going to hide it among German money? Are you going to hide it among the Russian rubles? No, you put counterfeit $100 bills with counterfeit $100 bills. It's up to us to discern the truth. Okay, world definitions of truth. Another dictionary. Webster's 1928 definition of the truth. Conformity to fact or reality. Random House on a Bridge dictionary says, the true or actual state of a matter. He tried to find out the truth. A verified or indisputable fact, proposition, principle, or the like. Mathematical truths. That doesn't really make sense to me. It gets worse if you go on the internet and start looking up the word. Do a word search on truth. You get enough stuff to get dizzy up, okay? I grabbed a couple. Plato and the universals. Plato claimed truth is found in the universals, okay? Truth is found in the larger pattern of life. Universals provide meaning to the questions of life. So, here's the big picture. It's not that big, but I didn't want to bring anything really big. A quilt would have been better. Okay, here's the universal. Aristotle and the particulars. Aristotle claimed the truth was found in the particulars. The truth is found in details and the questions of life. So I brought this in. Here's the big picture, the universal. The particulars would be the stitch. Now the stitch relies upon the larger pattern. The larger pattern is made up of a single stitch. Okay, that's pretty good. Who was right? Plato or Aristotle? They almost got it right, but they left God out. We're bombarded with theories of the truth. Carl Sagan's truth. Does anybody know who Carl Sagan is? Okay. Cosmos is all there is, or ever was, or ever will be. We are simply made of star stuff, longing to return to the cosmos. Carl Sagan died here in 1996 in Seattle, Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center. Okay, this sounds pretty good. I mean, the cosmos was the most watched television show on PBS of all times. Over 600 million people have seen this since it first aired on PBS in 1980. This man has awards as long as my arm. Distinguished awards. He wrote some episodes for Star Trek. Okay, he seems to be pretty reputable, and he is by the world standards. But what is he really saying? The cosmos is all there ever is, all there is, all there ever was, or ever there ever will be. He is showing that there is no God. There is a cosmos, but no God. And we're made of star stuff, not made in God's image. And what do we do with this? What do we do with this? This is what we should use as source of authority. In the Bible, God's true word. What do you think the Christian's biggest fear is speaking to other people? Speaking to other people at coffee shops, not just from up here. Our biggest fear, my biggest fear, is that I would misrepresent the Word of God. That I would say something that was a lie. If it's not the truth, then it's a lie. Bigger questions. Why was Jesus born? Why did he come into the world? We could spend all day on this. I know some of you got some answers right, come right to your mind, but bear with me. The answer is given in John 18:37. You are king then, said Pilate. Jesus answered, you're right, saying, I'm a king. In fact, for this reason I was born. And for this I came to the world to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. Truth is amen. He's saying amen. When you say amen, you're saying it's true. Here's one of the clearest and most objective statements that Jesus ever made about the reason he came to the world. This statement does not override others. In fact, I think it helps clarify them. Pilate asks, what is the truth? John 18:38, what is the truth? Truth is part of the very nature of God. The truth of the Spirit versus the spirit of falsehood. Reality versus illusion. Ephesians 6:17. When Jesus said that he didn't come to bring peace, but a sword, we understand that it is not a worldly sword that he's referring to. The scripture makes reference over and over again to the sword being the true word of God. Let's go through it quickly. I'm going to cut through it because we don't have enough time to read through the whole thing. Next slide. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Let's move through this. I don't have time to read the whole thing. You can read it on your own, study it more on your own then. We'll go through this quickly. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith. With this we can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. What are the flaming arrows? They're lies. They're lies and deceptions. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is in the Word of God, and pray on the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Reasons for Jesus' coming. Hebrews reiterates that it divides, judging the thoughts and attitudes of the heart in Hebrews 4:12. It reinforces that Jesus said about coming for judgment that the blind should see. They just don't see the truth. They're deceived. John 9:39. Coming as a light illuminates, shows people what's really there. He came to preach, Mark 1:38. Came to give us understanding so that we would know him who is true. 1 John 5:20. John 3:8. For example, in John 3:8, we're told that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. What is the devil? He is a liar. The father of all lies. Now, there's no misunderstanding. This does not in any way diminish the great, grand, and glorious purpose of Jesus to give his life as ransom. Matthew 20:28, that he appeared to take away our sins. That he came to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. 1 John 3:5. John 1:14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. 1 John 5:20. Man is basically good. Man's greatest need is to self-actualize and get in touch with his inner desires. Sounds pretty good. There is no sinful nature in man. It is nature or nurture that makes a moral being. That's what the world says. Dr. Carl Rogers. There's been many, many since him and of the like. I do not find that evil is inherent in human nature. We don't want to admit that we have a sinful nature. What if your life was like my watch and you had a different mode? And you have two modes, fallen and redeemed. Okay? unrepentant mode. Sin living within us. What happens if you die? Well, by our faith, we go to hell. If you suddenly come through and ask for forgiveness, take Christ as your Savior, and you're in redeemed mode, what happens when you die? Glorification. We're glorified and have eternal life with God, unity with the saints, our family that believes, all people who are saved. Who are the saints? You and I. Our loved ones that believe in the truth in Christ. The lie of the world is that we're basically good. That means we don't need forgiveness. Therefore, we do not need a Savior. Man is not worthless. We are, after all, made in the image of God. God loves us. That's why He has made Himself known to us through His Son and His true word in Scripture. Fallen mode. Lie. Man is basically good. Okay? Continue. There is no God. No devil. And that man just needs to be actual, do whatever he wants to be happy. That's what they want us to believe, that we just need to search our inner self. I've been told over and over again that I just need to get in touch with my inner self. I believe wisdom comes from within. Okay, next one is we have our reviewed mode. This is where we need to be. Next. Truth, man's natural nature is fallen and requires the acceptance of God's forgiveness through Jesus Christ. We need the Savior that God has given us. And this is discovered through God's truth. Okay, the first lie, in Genesis 3:1, and the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden? The woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die. You will not surely die, the serpent said to the woman. For God knows that when you eat it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. What is truth? Pilate asked. Truth is our defense against deception. When we are deceived, we allow ourselves to be lied to. We do not see all the damage that comes from it, and we are taken captive by false witness, and sin takes us captive. Just the way Eve was taken. The truth sets us free. Jesus tells us the truth in His life and His words. The truth will make you free. John 8:31-33. He's talking to the Jews. Jesus is saying to those Jews who have believed Him, if you continue in My word, then you are truly disciples of Mine, and you will know the truth. And the truth will make you free. They answered Him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say that you will become free? Jesus answered them, truly, truly, amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, yet you seek to kill Me, because My word has no place in you. I speak the things which I have seen with My Father, therefore you also do the things which you heard from your father. He answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you are Abraham's children, do the deeds of Abraham. But as it is, you are seeking to kill Me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. This Abraham did not do. You are doing the deeds of your father. They said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. Jesus said to them, If God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and have come from God, for I have not even come on my own initiative, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I'm saying? It is because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar, the father of lies. But because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin if I speak the truth? Why do you not believe me? He who is God hears the words of God. For this reason you do not hear them, because you are not of God. Driving down the road the other day, saw an interesting bumper sticker and says, God is back, and boy, is he mad. I thought that was funny. And I started thinking about it. I was like, that's not true. He never left. God is omnipresent. How could omnipresence leave? He's not mad. He took all his mad out on Christ. That's why Christ died, and he took all the mad. The penalty of sin, he took it for us. God's not mad. He's God. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. How do I know that? Because it's in the book of truth. That is the truth that God wants us to know. We have the truth. We must discern the lies from it and stay strong in Christ. We have been given the truth, the end of the story, in Revelation 20. God wins, and we win with him. We as Christians have accepted and declared the citizenship of heaven that will give us direct companionship and union with the very God that made us. And we can have that union starting now. We have been redeemed by the one and only Almighty God. He has revealed himself to us through his word and the very creations that we're surrounded by in this world. And I pray that as Christ's ambassadors, we would so boldly but gently present the truth to the people in the world who have been deceived, open their eyes, and help them see the truth. Satan's theme is given to us in Revelations, and we as Christians have been already told the end of the story. When the 1,000 years are over, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them for battle. In number, they are like the sand on the seashore. They marched across the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of God's people, the city he loves. The fire came down from heaven and devoured them. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. And in conclusion, I ask you again, do you really believe that what you believe is true? Thank you.